COVID-19 test kit shortages caused Skagway's clinic to halt travel-based testing. And we go mushroom hunting with Haynes chef Travis Kuchel. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Testing kit shortages have caused Skagway's clinic to stop offering COVID-19 screening for travelers planning to cross the border into Canada. As KHNS's Mike Swayze reports, the clinic is prioritizing tests for people at higher risk of catching the coronavirus.
For those in Skagway planning to get a COVID test at the Dahl Memorial Clinic before heading north to Canada, plans have changed. Borough officials announced late on Thursday that due to a nationwide test supply shortage, the clinic will begin prioritizing tests for only those at high risk of infection, specifically those people that show symptoms or are close contacts of infected individuals. Canada requires a recent negative test as well as proof of vaccination for U.S. citizens entering the country for non-essential travel. Skagway clinic officials weren't answering questions on Friday. But Dr. Lisa Rabinowitz, staff physician with the State Public Health COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, was able to discuss the global testing shortages currently affecting Skagway. She says State Public Health is making inroads to address the problem.
They were able to source a few more resources over the last week, so I think it's starting to slowly turn around. I think there's just such a surge right now internationally and then definitely in the United States that we're just completely stretched for resources.
Skagway's clinic is switching the type of test they typically offer to another type of molecular test because of the shortage. Rabinowitz says the new NAAT test would satisfy Canadian travel requirements once the supply issue is addressed. The Skagway Traditional Council also had to limit its testing. With extreme weather rolling through the region and the processing facility located in Sitka, Skagway's tribal government was worried that the tests wouldn't get processed in time. That led management at the STC to make the call to cancel testing on Thursday. If the tests don't get processed within 72 hours, they become obsolete. But the tribal government is still on the hook for the full cost of each at $175 per test. STC says it will once again make the tests available to the public starting Tuesday, September 28th. Their typical testing nights on Tuesdays and Thursdays will resume. However, appointments will be limited due to a temporary staffing shortage. Both the Dahl Memorial Clinic and the STC are asking Skagway residents to get tested at one of the two facilities, but not both. STC management says the double testing becomes a major strain on local resources. STC has also signified that though they have ample testing supplies for the short term, they may have to reduce testing in the future if their supply chain diminishes. Skagway officials announced one additional COVID-19 case on Thursday, bringing their active case count to 4. Haynes announced 2 additional cases on Thursday, bringing their active case count to 16. Clukwan continues to have no active cases as of Friday afternoon. Haynes officials also announced they will not have newly updated numbers until September 30th. Haynes Borough Interim Manager Aleka Fullerton wrote in her manager's report on Thursday that there are several unvaccinated people in town that are very sick with COVID, but no official numbers were released in support of that claim. She also implored the community to wear masks where social distancing is impossible and to utilize vaccines as the best defense against the virus. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Testing is available for high-risk individuals at the Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway by appointment. Testing is available for everyone at Skagway Traditional Council from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Appointments are available but limited. Testing in Haynes is available at Search by Appointment, and the next testing day in Clukwan is Tuesday, September 28th. Mushroom season is in full swing in the Chilkat Valley, or rather full bloom. Despite a warmer summer, a mix of sunshine and rain has yielded a wide variety of edible mushrooms, if you know what to look for and what's delicious. I tagged along with Haynes chef Travis Kuchel for a morning of harvesting.
We have some chanterelles up here.
A few steps off the popular Mount Riley Trail near Haynes, Travis Kuchel spots clusters of golden chanterelle buttons poking out of the understory. He takes out a knife and cuts the stem at the ground, then brushes soil and leaves carefully back over the hole.
These are beautiful, too. Like, you can feel they're kind of slightly moist, but really solid, too.
Kukul is Haines' resident mushroom expert, both in exploring and harvesting varietals throughout the area and in delicious ideas. He's a chef and runs a local catering company, Malonishta, where he incorporates local foraged mushrooms throughout the menu.
You got to cook them so the water dissipates and it caramelizes, and you get this chanterelle water caramelized around the outside of the mushrooms. And then you add a little bit of butter and a little bit of garlic.
He goes out most mornings in mushroom season, August through mid-October. He'll take just a few for breakfast later, like a chanterelle omelet, or to sauté and stock his freezer for recipes year-round. A hike on the Mount Riley Trail could yield a mix of golden chanterelles, neon orange chicken of the woods, or big, meaty king boletes, also known as porcinis.
Another one I see that grows here that's similar is a blue night polypore, and they're all white like this underneath and blue on top, and they're really good too.
And right here on the trail.
Right here on the trail.
Kukul says friends will be out hiking and send him questions and pictures of mushrooms. But even after 16 years in Haines, he's still surprised by new finds.
My friend Leah made me a soup the other day that was filled with yellowfoots. And I was like, where are you finding these right now? You know? And she's like, none of your business. But
just like fishing, people keep their favorite mushroom spots under wraps. But mushroom hunting is about knowing what to look for and knowing the risks. Further up the trail, we stop and take a look at another white button-like mushroom.
This could be a destroying angel, which is deadly poisonous and white and looks like that. So best to just lay off.
Kukul says whenever in doubt, leave it alone. But of course, people have found creative workarounds too. Like the fly Amanita, which has an easily recognizable, fairy tale-like red and white spotted cap.
Well, they're a trippy mushroom, but they're also can be deadly poisonous and completely shut down your nervous system. So why would you want to risk that? But the way most people have eaten them in the past is they've already been processed through like reindeer, and they pick them out of their reindeer stool and then eat them or make tea out of them.
Some say that's where the story of Santa Claus and his flying reindeer comes from, originating in the shamanic cultures of the Siberian and Arctic regions. Kukul likes to stick to the known, delicious varieties. Besides, when foraging around Haines, there's more to consider. As he cuts the soil from a king bolete stem, he looks up suddenly and scans the forest.
Another thing I like about mushroom foraging in Alaska, too, is that there's bears everywhere. I don't know, it adds to the excitement.
Bears, like people, are also foraging this time of year. So if you do go out, be aware, and mushrooms will be blooming till the first frost. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.